So let's review. The Gemara concludes the discussion of the previous daf of Ama Bas Chamisha Tfachim, Ama Bas Shisha Tfachim, and adds that there were an additional two measuring sticks slightly longer than the Ama Shal Moshe of 6 Tfachim. They were Yisera Al Shal Moshe Chatzi Etzba and Yisera Al Shal Moshe Etzba, 6 Tfachim plus a half or a full finger breath. And these were used Kadesh Yuhu Umnin, Neitlin Bekatano Magazirin Begadela, Kadesh Lo Yevoyul De Me'ila. The craftsman would contract with Hektish for the price of an Amma of 6 Tfachim and deliver a little more than an Amma, because if they attempted to deliver an exact Amma, they might deliver a bit less and be liable for Me'ila. Therefore, they delivered a bit more. However, they had these two measurements because Chadula Chaspa Vedahava Vachadula Binyana. For things of gold and silver, they only added Chatzi Espa because it's expensive. And for construction, they added an espa because it's not as expensive. Tnan Hasim, Shahar Mizrach Alav Shushna Bira Tzura. There was a sketch of the city Shushna Bira above the eastern entranceway to the Azara in the Bayi Sheni. I think Mar cites a machlekis of Rav Chizda Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi as to why this was done. Chadamar, Kedei Sheyedum Heichen Bo. This was to encourage the Yidden to show gratitude to the Persian ruler for allowing to ascend to Eretz Yisrael and for helping them rebuild the second base of Mikdash. This was to encourage the Yidden to respect the Persian ruler. As Rabbi Yannai says, a person should always be respectful of royalty. As we see in Parsha Shemois, Moshe said to Paroi, after Makas Becheris, all your servants will come and bow before me. However, out of respect for royalty, Moshe did not mention that he, Paroi, will also come and bow before Moshe and ask the Jews to leave, even though this is exactly what happened later. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa with the sources for lechem apanim, shtayim maroches shel sheish sheish. The lechem apanim consisted of 12 loaves, which were placed on the shulchan in two columns of 6 loaves each. The pasuk in Parshas Emor states, v'kach deseilas v'afisa isa shtayim esrichalas, v'samta isa shtayim maroches sheish hamareches, al shulchan hatar lefnei Hashem. The Gemara explains that the pasuk needed to mention all three numbers. Shtayim esrichalas, there were 12 loaves, and shtayim maroches, there were two columns, and maroches sheish, each column was of 6 loaves. Because had the pasuk mentioned only shtayim esrichalas and shtayim maroches, but not maroches sheish, we would have thought, achashal arba, v'achashal shmeina. We can have one column of 4 loaves and the other column of 8 loaves, or any other combination of 12. V'kachnem sheish, therefore the Torah specified that each column must have 6 loaves. And had the pasuk mentioned only shtayim arachis and marachas sheish, but not shtayim esri chalis, we would have thought shalish shal sheish sheish. We must have 3 columns of 6 loaves in all 18 loaves, because we would understand the pasuk as sheish amarachis in addition to shtayim arachis. Lakach nemer shtayim esri, therefore the Torah specified that there shall be 12 loaves. And had the pasuk mentioned only shtayim esri chalis and marachis columns, but not mentioned shtayim b'sheish, we would have thought shleisha shal arba arba. We can also make 3 columns of 4 loaves each, as long as we keep up to a total of 12 loaves stacked in columns. Kach nemer shtayim b'sheish, nesin shtayim marachis shal sheish sheish, there shall be only 2 columns of 6 loaves each. Therefore, v'mnasin achas shal arba v'achas shal shmeinu le'yatza. If they made 1 column of 4 loaves and 1 column of 8 loaves, the obligation was not fulfilled. However, shtayim shal sheva sheva, Rabbi Yomer roi nisalya in the kilo eina. If they made 2 columns of 7 loaves each, Rabbi says yatza, the obligation was fulfilled, because we consider the 2 extra chalas on top as if they're non-existent. And they're not a chetzitza between the bezich levoinim and the 6 lower chalas, because Rabbi holds that the bezich levoinim would not place on top of the lechem, but on the shulchan near the lechem. The previous mission of Tzadivav concluded with kol hakelim shebe mikdash, arkon la arka shel bayis. And the Gemara cites a brisa which states an exception. Chutz mi aron she'arka l'rach b'shal bayis. All the utensils in the Beis HaMikdash were placed with their length parallel to the length of the Beis HaMikdash, except for the aron, whose length was parallel to the width of the Beis HaMikdash. And kacha yamunach midebadav kacha yamunachin. We know this from the rods that were along the aron's width to allow for enough space in between the rods for 2 kohanim to carry them on each end. And the rods' ends caused 2 protrusions in the pareches. Clearly, the Aron's longer side that was between the rods was parallel to the Pareches. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlekes in whether the Shulchan was Arkan la'arka shel bayis or Arkan la'rach b'shel bayis based on the following braisa. Asar Shulchanis asa Shleim HaMelech. Shleim HaMelech made 10 additional Shulchanis in the Heichel of the first Beis HaMikdash, as the Pasuk in Sefer Dibayim states, V'yash Shulchanis asar v'yonach b'heichel. And they were placed Shal Moshe be'emtza, Chamisha miminei v'chamisha mismaylei. The original shulchan that Moshe Rabbeinu made stood in the middle, and 5 shulchanos were to its right, and 5 to its left. And the Gemara elaborates on their exact placement. Since the pasuk states, "Va'shulchan titin al tzelat tzafen," the shulchan must stand in tzafen and not in darim, All the Shulchan is stood in the Tzfainis Marabish quarter of the Heichal. And since the entire interior of the Heichal was 40 amas long by 20 amas wide, and the Tzfainis Marabish quarter of the Heichal was 20 amas long by 10 amas wide. And the Machlekes is as follows. Rebbe says, Mizrachu Mayrev Hoyim Menachem. The Shulchanis were lined up with their length from east to west. In other words, Arkan La Arka Shalbayis. While Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon says, Safin Vedarim Hoyim Menachem. The Shulchanis were lined up with their length from north to south. In other words, Arkan La Rach B'Shalbayis. And the Gemara explains, Rebbe compares the Shulchan to the Menorah. Ma Menorah Mizrachu Mayrev, Afhani Nam Mizrachu Mayrev. Just as the Menorah stood Mizrachu Mayrev, so too the Shulchanis stood Mizrachu Mayrev. And we know that Menorah Mizrachu Mayrev because the pasuk of the Neir Marabi states, Yarach Oisei Aaron Lefnei Hashem, the word Oisei in singular teaches that only one Neir was Lefnei Hashem toward Mayrev, which implies Mechal Kulu Lav Lefnei Hashem. The other six Neirs, however, were not toward Mayrev. Apparently the Menorah stood Mizrachu Mayrev. Because if Menorah Tzafim V'Darim, Kulu Nam Lefnei Hashem Ninu, all the Neirs would be equidistant to Mayrev. While Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon compares the Shulchan to the Aaron. Ma Aaron Tzaf Medarim, Afhani Namit Tzaf Medarim. Just as the Aaron stood Tzaf Medarim, as we see from the Badim, so too the Shulchan stood Tzaf Medarim. Now, the Gemara continues to explain that Rebbe compared the Shulchan to the Menorah and not to the Aaron, because Dan Nechutz Mechutz, Vein Dan Nechutz Mebefnim. The Shulchan and the Menorah are similar in that they're both outside in the Heichel, while the Aaron is inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. And Rebbe Lazar Shimon did not compare the Shulchan to the Menorah because he holds Menorah Gufa Tzafim V'Darim Havamancha. The Menorah indeed stood Tzafim V'Darim. And although all the Neiros were equidistant to Mayrev, only one was considered Lefnei Hashem because the Mitzadeh Lehu Atzadudi, as Rashi explains, the Hainu Emtzai Shepi Hapsila Klapei Mayrev Ushar Psilis Mitzudadis Pien Klapei Emtzai. Shagimel Shal Tzad Tzafim Mitzudadis Klapei Darim V'Gimel Shal Tzad Darim Mitzudadis Klapei Tzafim. The middle Neir was tilted towards Mayrev, and the six other Neirs, three on each side, were tilted toward the middle Neir. The Gemara now elaborates on the two opinions regarding the placement of the Esther Shulchanis. According to Rebbe, who says, Mizrachu Mayrev Hoy Menachem, we must say that Esther Shulchanis Trei Dari Ninu. The 10 Shulchanis were placed in two rows of 5 Shulchanis each. And Shulchan Demeisha, Midli Lei Umanich Lei, Umitzi Lehu Ledidhu Purta, Ketamar HaYishim Lefnei Rabbi. The 11th Shulchan de Moshe was pulled to the front of the two rows in line of the empty space between the two rows, like a Rebbe seated in front of his students. And this way, all the Shulchanis could fit into the Tzfainis Marabbis quarter of the Heichel, which was 20 amas long by 10 amas wide, because the entire configuration of the Shulchanis was only 12 long by 7 wide, as follows. Each Shulchan was 2 amas long by 1 amma wide. Therefore, in the length of Mizrachu Mayrev, the 6 Shulchanis were 12 amas long. And the total width of Tzafim V'Darim was 7 amas as follows. 2 amas for the width of 2 Shulchanis, and 5 amas for 2 spaces of 2.5 amas each. One between the Tzafim wall and the first row of Shulchanis, and one between the two rows of Shulchanis. However, had the Shulchanis been Chad Dara, all Shulchanis 11 in one row, the total length of Mizrachu Mayrev would be 22 amas, and 2 amas would have extended into the Mizrach part of the Heichel. And according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says, Tzafim V'Darim Hoy Menachem, we must also say that Esther Shulchanis Trei Dari Ninu. The 10 Shulchanis were split into two rows of 5 Shulchanis each. But perhaps Shulchan Demeisha Bahadayu Hava, the Shulchan Demeisha stood in between the two rows. And according to this setup too, all the Shulchanis would fit into the Tzfainis Marabbis quarter of the Heichel, which was 20 by 10 Amas, because this entire configuration of the Shulchanis was only 10 long by 10.5 wide as follows. The total length of Tzafim V'Darim was 10 amas for 5 Shulchanis. And the total width of Mizrachu Mayrev was 10.5 amas as follows. 3 amas for the 3 Shulchanis, and 7.5 amas for 3 spaces of 2.5 amas. One between the Mayrev wall and the first row of Shulchanis, one between this row of Shulchanis and Shulchan Demeisha, and one between Shulchan Demeisha and the second row of Shulchanis. This discussion of Esther Shulchanis, Asher Shleim HaMelech, continues in the next daf.